Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this October 11th, 2022, 10:07 on the clock. You got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our good friend, J.R. Seward, with Let's Talk Real Estate from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors. Right now, our good friend, Katie Wright, is in, events coordinator with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
Oh, pretty good.
Good to hear. Very good to hear. Katie, I know that we got a lot to get to,
So
we don't want to waste any time. But if you don't mind, I'd like to rewind for a second, because last night you guys had a real special night over at our VFW Post 2534.
Yeah, we did.
You had an off-the-clock event over there. How'd that go?
It went really good.
Yeah?
Everyone over there was really nice. Sean's a great guy and, you know, helped host this event. So they did a great job.
It's nice to, and I see this almost weekly with the chamber, where you guys are able to highlight whether it's a business or an organization or a nonprofit that doesn't always get as much fanfare as we would like.
Yeah.
And be able to really give it some attention, put a spotlight on it.
Oh, absolutely.
And at the same time, having a good time with it, too.
Yeah.
And that's how everything I heard from the event yesterday went really well.
Oh, it went really good.
Cool. Very good to hear.
Yeah.
Another thing that we love to be able to talk about is new chamber members.
Yes.
And we got some of those for us, I understand.
Oh, absolutely. So I just want to say that our new investors for September, we have Rude Barbershop. So he only does walk-ins there. He's been here for about a month, and he's just right off 8th Street. We have Making Life Easier, which is a dog walking. They don't do boarding or grooming here, but, you know, they go to your house and they can take care of your pet. We have Fantasy Costume and Party Shop, which I think is pretty self-explanatory. So if you're ready for Halloween, I would definitely hit that up.
Mm-hmm.
We have Edward Jones, Sharon Zeman, and we have the Content Magicians, which they're digital content publishing. You can definitely find all this on our website at the chamber. So if you're looking for somebody in those areas, definitely hit them up.
Great businesses.
Yeah.
Great names, too, by
Very
the way.
Very much.
Really good names for all of those businesses. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, at least two of those I hadn't heard. I had not heard or even in the area.
Oh,
I did
yeah.
not even know. So that's great, not only for our listeners, but for them. And this is the point. When we talk about being a chamber member, there's a couple of layers to this. There's certainly, if you're a young business that's just starting out, you have a company or, it's especially a mom and pop kind of thing where it's an original name and maybe not common to the lingo, or you don't have the bank account basically to run a fleet of commercials like a McDonald's or something like that. You go to the chamber and you're getting PR, you're getting attention, you're getting that kind of stuff that you can't always, you know, work into the budget or have to pay for. And you're also at the same time the other part of this, where if you are, you notice that our McDonald's, our Culver's, a lot of these businesses that we all know, you know, you don't need a commercial to tell you, you know where Culver's is, you know they're good food and all that, but they're a part of the chamber as well. Because those businesses, it's also about showing we back this. We back this community. We support this community.
Yeah.
And we want to show that we do. Our radio station is very similar to that. I mean, we kind of promote ourselves on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
But it's important to us that we stand with this community. We stand with the chamber and these things. And then it's another layer to it as well. So there's really no downside to being a part of things with the chamber. Encourage anybody out there, nonprofit business, reach out, find out what, you know, other benefits of being a part of the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah. Yep, so we're very excited to have them, and very, very amazing people. So
cool to hear.
Yeah.
Did want to mention this as well. We talked about it a bit on our morning show. VFW night at Culver's tonight from 4 to 8. Go on down there and be a part of this if you can. 10% of all proceeds from the drive-through and dining-in will go to support the programs and operations of the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534. I'm going to have VFW members down there. Say hi, give a thank you, make some eye contact, and you know, also get some really, really good food while you're at it.
Yes, and remember, there's no limit on ice cream, so make sure you stock up.
Yeah, for nice. Sure. Good call, Katie. Good, very yes. good call by you. You can be sitting there eating, you know, that huge burger and fries, and the whole time telling people, hey, I'm putting back into my community. It's what I'm doing right here. Because not only are you supporting a local business yeah. in Culver's, you're supporting a local nonprofit in the VFW.
Absolutely.
So while you're eating that food, you can brag. You can, hey, I'm putting back into my community yes. here just by eating Culver's.
Yes.
Just by Again, that's 4 to 8 tonight at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Make sure you go to that one just to be specific. I also wanted to mention this as we just last week had Sally Kistner from the Arts Council with us, and Sally was telling us about this great show coming up this week, October 13th. The former American Idol finalist Tristan McIntosh is going to be presenting the Linda Ronstadt Experience.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one, and it's going to be over at the PAC at the Performing Arts Center. You can get tickets by going to savorthearts.org.
Okay.
Encourage you to do that. Great show. This lady really, I mean, again, she was American Idol finalist. She knows what she's doing.
She does.
She's really talented. If you don't believe me, YouTuber. I mean, she's all over YouTube doing this, and she is incredible. My mom is a big Linda Ronstadt fan, and I know her work a bit. This lady, she just, it's uncanny how well she does with the voice yeah. of Linda Ronstadt. And again, another one of these things where you're supporting the arts, you're supporting local. You can go ahead and again get those tickets at savorthearts.org. Encourage you to do that. And these couple events here that I'm talking about, I can talk about them very easily because I got it right in front of me because I am at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And I wanted to just...
How convenient.
Yes. Really wanted to mention that one more time because it's a great website. You guys do a really good job with it. You and I get together once a month, Katie, at least once a month, and talk about all these events. We talk about a lot. We know that not everything is going to be able to... You're not going to be able to remember everything, maybe, or write it down if you're in your car. The Chamber knows this, so go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. You go to their events page, and it's all right there for you, right on the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
All lined up.
Very easy.
We've been talking about this, and it is finally happening this week, the 2022 Fall Legislative Breakfast.
Yep.
It's a big one. How has it been going behind the scenes with setting this up, Katie?
I think it's been going pretty good. I unfortunately will not be there, but I know that there's going to be a lot of big name people there, so I would be sure to get registered before then, get your questions ready, and see what it's about.
I have an update from legislator. This is to hear an update from legislators and local community official representatives. Elected officials in office are invited to participate. We have confirmed that I can see here Senator Teston, Representative Krug, Representative Nancy Vandermeer, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer, and have some of the. I see those are confirmed. Although Mayor Blazer not confirmed, I shouldn't say that. I'm speaking for Shane, and I shouldn't be at all. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and U.S. Representative Ron Kind have also been invited. We'll let you know about that.
Yep.
Legislators will answer prepared questions. The order for speaking will be randomly selected at the event. And if you can't make it, as Katie was telling you, they still want to hear from you.
Yep.
The event will be recorded. Businesses and organizations are encouraged to complete a short survey to help ask questions and get answers.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really great event for sure. So
this is taking place in Mid-State? Right here in Wisconsin Rapids. It'll be, again, this Friday, 7 to 9 in the morning. So I will not be able to be there. I'll be on the morning show. But I'm really looking forward to hearing from much of our listeners out there about this event. It is not very often that during a political season you have an opportunity to ask direct questions.
Yeah.
It's something that you not only we appreciate the Chamber being able to allow get this set up, but all these people coming to town here and really being able to do that.
Right.
I can't encourage people enough for this one. It's not enough to be informed. You have to be involved.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to the politics going forward, it's, you know, you can't just know these guys' names and everything. You got to know their issues and know these things. And really, when you have an opportunity to ask a direct question right to a person like that, I'm spoiled. I get to talk to Teston and Krug and Congressman Kind all the time and stuff. But not everybody has that.
No.
This is an opportunity for you to be able to do that. It looks like everything kicks off at 7 a.m. with the registration and breakfast, and the discussion will begin about a half an hour later. A big shout out to Craig Tim, who is the moderator for this, and recording is being done by our good friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Big shout out to them. Encourage you to like and subscribe their YouTube page and keep up the great work that they're doing. Also coming up a little bit later in the month, I see here, Katie, Women Trailblazing and Entrepreneurs Conference.
Yeah, I don't have that on my list.
I just wanted to quickly mention it just real quick, just because it looks really interesting. And that's going on October 27th from 8:30 to 4:30. It looks like a wonderful event being held at the UW Center for Civic Engagement that is in Wausau. I encourage you to look into that more. That looks like a really cool conference.
That looks like a very fun conference for sure.
You can find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. So where would you like to go next, Katie?
It's not on our calendar or anything, but it's on our Facebook. Mm-hmm. I did start a pantry donation box at the Chamber of Commerce.
Cool.
We're doing this kind of now until November 16th. I wanted to do this because this is my third year doing it, not with the chamber, but myself solely. My birthday is like a week before Thanksgiving, and I usually always save up. I shouldn't say save up. I get my friends to help donate pantry food items so I could donate it on my birthday to like a local organization, and we're doing sweeps this year. If you have any pantry items, all that information's on our chamber website or Facebook. Again, November 16th, I'm going to be dropping stuff off to them, so make sure you look and see what they need.
You're my kind of people, Katie. Right on. Good on you for doing that. That is really cool. That's one of the bigger causes in my life is hunger, and anytime I hear somebody doing something like that, I cannot tell you how many faces run through my head from my youth or different people that I've met in my life. There's so many people out there, and all these people, most of the people I'm thinking of are not your typical what you think of when you think of a person struggling, putting food on the table or anything like that. It's neighbors. It's people that you never guess that about.
Right.
There's so many people in that position. And the organization, the people that are work at SWEPs and everything under that umbrella, from the neighborhood table to the backpack programs to all, even when, other organizations like what you're talking about or the United Ways, United We Can events, all of these events, like just a big shout out to everybody. Got such a awesome community when it comes to these things.
Yes.
Just immediately like, hey, where do you need it? Like, where are we going? I got this food here. Where do you need it? There's so much of that in this area.
Big
thank you, everybody.
Yes.
And good on you for doing that.
Well,
Why not?
You know, that's people cool. need it during the holiday season. It's hard, and I get it. And it's just, I'm here to help.
I know it is go time for you guys, just like us here. Almost everybody. It's
for sure.
At least until the middle of January, we're going to be busy. Yeah. We all understand this time of year. You guys, not to be outdone over there, you've got Rekindle the Spirit calling up, Small Business Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So many of these events. As you're building into Rekindle the Spirit, like, what's some of the things that you're working on like right now when it comes to that? Sponsors, getting different, the program, people in part of it?
Yep, so we're still looking for sponsors. We have different levels of sponsorship. So, it goes from 100 to you name it. We're looking for more sponsors. We're looking for more people in the parade. So if you would love to be in either of those, Rekindle, which is November 23rd, or Nakusa Hometown Christmas, which is in December, we're still looking for people to participate.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest events in our community, really. There's the Cranberry Blossom Festival. There's a couple of these that go on that we look forward to every year. And last year was one of the bigger ones I've seen. And I don't mean necessarily by all the businesses. I mean, there was a lot more businesses than I think I even realized, even though we're part of the event. It was the celebration. Like, everybody was just so happy to be out and having this parade and being a part of it and everything. And we want you to be. We want as many businesses as possible to be a part of this. It's another one of those events, too, where that time of year to be able to be, doing these kind of things. As a businessman, I would look at it as, that is almost free advertising right there. Being a part of this. Like, there's it's advertising you can't even... You couldn't put a price tag on, literally. And at the same time, you were also showing your community and being a part of things with your community. You shine a light on your community. It's a fun one. Join them for their annual lighting ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park, followed by a parade along Grand Avenue. After the parade, their littlest community member can visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We buried the lead. Yeah. You guys got Mr. and Mrs. Claus for this event?
I know. I had to call them myself.
I can't imagine that was an easy phone call.
It was not easy. That guy is busy.
I actually have to, because we try to get, every year, try to get Mr. and Mrs. Claus on Morning Magazine here. And I have to have Pam call because I am too naughty of a kid, and they won't even take my calls. We know how hard of a get that is. Nicely done.
I was in between, so.
That's fun. This is a fun one. The holiday package, do we want to dive into any of that as far as like what this means to a business if you do choose to be a part of this, or you want to wait until we get a little closer to the event? Maybe we'll get into it then.
I mean, we could talk about it now for sure. If you're thinking about being a sponsor, I mean, like you said, it's free advertising. And I will say the higher level you do get as a sponsorship level, you might get a shout out, like right now, like Solaris and Bridge Energy Company and Acoustic Court. They are one of our high level sponsors, so thank you. And then we have many other ways of advertising for you as well. So even if whatever level you're on, you can always do like a business card. We do like a flyer kind of a thing for Rekindle. So you could always send us like a little business card saying thank you or happy holidays, and that gets passed out in the community. So there's different ways that you can be a sponsor.
Yeah. With some of these that I'm seeing, you know, you will like the coupon page, things like that.
Yeah.
Again, just your name, you know, and a number of different places and places that it wouldn't be normally.
Right.
And, you know, I think we had a very good example where we started with the new members here, where I think you had about four or five there.
Yep.
There was two that I didn't even recognize. And I'm pretty in tune with the town here and everything. And it's not like... while we have a small town, we don't have that small of a town when it comes to these, you know, businesses and getting your business out there. This is a great opportunity. And again, you are part of things where I have a feeling that if you do it once, you're going to be a part of the next year and the next year and the next year.
Absolutely.
That's the way Rekindle the Spirit kind of is. It's contagious.
Jump in.
Yeah, yeah. And understandably so. It's such a fun event.
Yes.
We were spoiled last year. Seth and I got to broadcast from the parade, got to get set up right out there. It's still one of my favorite remotes we will ever do.
It was so much fun.
Oh, it was a blast. It was so much fun. Encourage you to be a part of this. And Katie, if people do want to be find out more about this or be a part of it, how can they get a hold of you?
So again, always go to our website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. My phone number is on there, my email's on there, so if you want to sign up for anything, I'll take care of you.
And did want to take a moment to talk about Small Business Saturday as well, because that's coming up in November, not that far from now. As far as it may feel, it's not, you know, wait 5 seconds and it's right here. What are we looking for Small Business Saturday? You know, small businesses, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so this is so separate from our holiday event. Well, it's a different, it's its own entity kind of a thing. So Promise, our engagement director, she will be making a passport, so you can contact her for all that information. It's basically you're shopping at these little small businesses, and she'll help advertise that as well. But there's prizes involved, so if you visit more than five places, you might be in a drawing for some gift cards.
It's a really, it's a fun event we look forward to every year when this one goes on. I know going way back to when our own Steph was doing this job that you're doing now and everything, I remember how excited she was about this.
Yeah.
And I believe she created it or a huge part of creating it, but I know how much it meant to her. And it's a fun one that we look forward to every year. It's funny to me when I see grown adults walking around with these booklets and stuff. And they're trying to get like a little kid at a museum. Like, it's awesome. It's great.
Yes.
One of the only times you'll see something like that.
Right.
And again, everything that we have been talking about advertising, about getting your name out there, about getting you out there, because there are so many avenues when it comes to advertising, when it comes to promoting your business. You only have so much money balanced out for that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when we're talking small businesses like we are here, you got to be so careful with every one of those pennies. We want you to be able to get the more bang for your buck.
Yes.
You know? And really, when you advertise this way, when you are part of events like this, whether it's Rekindle the Spirit or Small Business Saturday, it's there's advertising and then there's that next step. And that's what this is. is, that next step. It's, you know, like what we do here at the radio station. You advertise with us. It's not just that we mention you going into a commercial break. Like, I ramble about Misty's as much as I humanly can. Like, those kind of things. It's not just what's on paper. It's that added bit that you get.
Right.
That's something that you get with the chamber when you're a part of these things. You know, Katie joins us on the air and we end up talking about your business a little bit. Your name is in at events that maybe it wouldn't be otherwise. People are thinking of your business at an event maybe they wouldn't otherwise. There's just more than I think we can even realize opportunities when it comes to advertising and being a part of things with the chamber.
Right. And I think this is also it's a different kind of event. I feel like with advertising, you're actually going to that person's business too. So it's like, not only are we advertising you, but people are going to come visit you. So I think this is great. Another great opportunity for you to get involved.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're so right about that.
Yeah.
We want people to be able to not only get the bang for their buck and all those things,
yeah,
but also to keep your business around. That's the point of these things. The chamber's lights are going to stay on. They're okay.
Yes.
We want to make sure yours do, to be blunt. And, mm-hmm, and we all understand in the last couple of years, we've lost a lot of our small,
yeah,
businesses. It's time for us as a community and just really society to get back to that, to get, you know, champion and support these local businesses. Buy local, support local, eat local, all the above, any chance you get. And Small Business Saturday, wonderful opportunity to do that, while also maybe getting some cool prizes from the passports,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Yeah. Is it very similar to if I wanted to be a part of Rekindle the Spirit to being a part of Small Business Saturday? Just reach out to you guys, find out
so
how that works?
Just reach out to us, and we will definitely get you into someone who can get you onto this event. So, yeah.
I have had this asked in years past, and I just remembered it. If do your business have to be a certain size to be a part of Small Business Saturday?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay. No. So if I got one customer, I can still be a part of this.
Absolutely.
All right. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. This has been a blast, Katie, and I really enjoyed the time as always. Do want to remind everybody, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com is the website to go to for that events page. Also a great way to reach out to Katie, Krista, anybody over there at the chamber that you need to get a hold of for any of these events. Is there other ways to reach you, Katie?
You can call me. You can email me.
Okay.
I'm available. I'm around.
Okay. We want to encourage people. Also, you can stop by the office. I always forget
yes,
about that.
You
guys
should.
Like that. Yeah. You guys don't get enough people over there.
No. Please come visit me. I will jump and cheer.
There's
if you
a
do.
Quick trip right across the street.
Know. I mean, bring
come
us
on.
Donuts while you're at it.
Katie, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks.
We'll talk again soon.
Yes.
And stick around, everybody. Coming up, we've got another episode of Marnie Magazine. We're going to Let's Talk Real Estate with J.R. Seward and Coldwell Banker, Seward Realtors, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.